All right, weather and avalanche danger go hand in hand. Some weather factors that influence avalanche danger are precipitation. The amount of precip and how quickly it accumulates will directly affect our avalanche danger. Precip can come in the form of rain or snow. Anything that comes in hard and fast is going to cause avalanche danger to spike immediately. With little time to adjust, we can expect to see a large natural cycle occur. With smaller accumulation over time, we could expect our avalanche danger to slowly rise. Weather stations are great resources to follow precipitation amounts. Wind, speed, and direction. As previously stated, wind can change the avalanche conditions quickly out there. We always want to keep an eye on our wind speed and the direction it's coming from. A good tool to use when we're in the backcountry is to look at peaks and observe which way the snow is blowing off of that peak. Look at the photos below for examples. Temperature. Any rapid change in temperature is going to spike our avalanche danger. Remember, our snowpack doesn't like any sort of rapid change. If we have a rapid rise in temperature, we can expect our snowpack will not handle it very well. If we have a rapid drop in temperature, we could expect to start seeing facets form after a couple of days, creating a weak layer for future snowfalls to sit on. We could also see loose, dry avalanches as our snow starts to facet out. Solar radiation. Anytime that sun comes out, especially later in the year, we want to be conscious of the slopes that have direct sunlight. The sun can break down and weaken our snowpack quickly. As we move into February and March, it can pack a serious punch. Even if our air temperature is below zero, the sun can still heat up and weaken our snowpack.